Ian Scholz, well, the Republicans have won in Wisconsin. The pesky state employees won't be draining the budget with their grocery shopping and mortgage payments anymore. The Republic is saved. Yay. Conservatives are on a really weird roll these days. They're going after everything. Legislators in South Dakota are trying to make gun ownership compulsory. Various state legislators are trying to make Sharia law illegal. Does anybody even know what Sharia law is, by the way? And what happens if there's an overlap? If theft is illegal under Sharia law and Sharia law is illegal, well, what's a policeman going to do? Assuming we still have them, what with the budget cuts and all. A lawmaker in Georgia wants to make a miscarriage a felony unless it could be proved that there was no human involvement whatsoever in the causation. Mike Huckabee gave an interview expressing his concerns about President Obama really being a Kenyan and his disapproval of Natalie Portman's baby. Representative Michelle Bachmann claimed that President Obama is running a gangster government. Senator Rand Paul was railing against low-flush toilets. And other conservatives were complaining about efficiency standards, taking up the banner for the incandescent light bulb, saying the government is trying to dictate to Americans what kind of light bulbs they can use in their homes. Well, I'm kind of with him on that one. I feel greener than ever, but I'm having trouble seeing across the room. Michelle Obama's anti-obesity campaign led Rush Limbaugh, of all people, to insinuate that she was fat. And the Republican-led House of Representatives canceled the House cafeteria's 4 years of using biodegradable food and beverage packaging. That's right. They're going back to styrofoam cups, the way God intended. 5,000 years from now, we'll make a palace out of them. Weirdest of all, so it seems to me, is the conservative hatred of trains, or rather an insistence that support for trains is a deranged progressive obsession. Writing in Newsweek, George Will stated, quote, "The real reason for progressives' passion for trains is their goal of diminishing Americans' individualism in order to make them more amenable to collectivism," unquote. Of course, soon nobody will be able to afford cars or leave the house, and there won't be anywhere left to go. So the question of whether trains are commie machines or not is moot. Well, you can always stay home and listen to National Public Radio. No, wait, conservatives want to stop that, too. I am feeling greener than ever. I think it's something I ate. That was hard to swallow. I gotta go.